When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Self Mastery Podcast, episode 18. Hey, and welcome back to the Self Mastery Podcast. Today is very, very important and very exciting because I'm going to take you through the top five things that I truly believe that you need to let go of. So when you let go of these ideas, of these beliefs, of these values, of these thoughts that we've pretty much been conditioned with for a very long time to take on board and act on, things will start to change very, very rapidly. So I don't want to take up too much time because there's a fair bit to get through and I just want to get straight to the point on these. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through what is taking away from your life versus adding to your life. There's only two things that happen in everything that you do. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're thinking about, whatever it is that you're buying, whoever it is that you're hanging out with, whatever it is that you're eating and consuming, it's either taking away from your life or it's adding to your life. So a very simple example would be something like, let's just say that you were smoking two packets of cigarettes a day. Well, that's probably, well not even probably, that's going to be taking away from your life. Rather than maybe if you were doing like a yoga class or eating, you know, two really healthy meals a day or something like that, that's going to be obviously adding to your life. So here we go. This is the number one thing that, you know, in my opinion, that you need to let go of. So here's the first one. It's caring what other people think. Caring what other people think will absolutely cripple and paralyze you from not only thinking the way that you want to think, but doing the things that you want to do. So that's going to be taking away from your life, caring what other people think. So what do you do, Luke? That's what I can hear you saying. It's like, well, the thing that's going to add to your life is that your opinion is what counts, because your opinion is the thing that you have to live with for the rest of your life. Now, I know that some people are going to be in different situations, so it's like, oh yeah, but I care what my partner thinks, or I care what my mum or dad thinks, and I care what, you know, this person thinks. Okay, that's really cool. But at the end of the day, the thing that you've got to realize is you have to live with it. So if you are more than comfortable and you know in the long run that caring what other people think is a good thing, obviously there's good and bad with everything, then go ahead and do it. But if you know that it's complete bullshit and you know that you need to change, well, you got to start asking yourself for your opinion, because that's what really counts. So that's number one. Number two is trying to control everything. Trying to control everything is going to lead you down a path of suffering, fear, stress, anxiety, resentment, bitterness. It's not a very fun path. I've been down there many times myself, and as I get older and, you know, I'd like to think wiser, it's like, all right, cool, I'm going to start controlling that. I'm just going to let it be what it is, because what it is just what it is. And what can I control? Well, I can control how I look at it. I can control how it influences me. And that's what adding to your life is. The second part to that one is, like, you can only control yourself. And even that is a freaking hard job, right? Most people can't even do that. Why? Because there's so much that, there's so many moving parts. What you can really control is the perception and the story that you give to it. All right, that's really, really, really important. So that's number two. Number three is believing in disempowering beliefs, or believing in bullshit. What does that mean? It's like believing in stuff that's not real. Believing in stuff that's not actually a fact. Believing in stuff that is fiction. Believing in stuff that is just dead set not true. Okay, so things like that might be like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, or I don't have the time, or I don't have the patience, or, you know, if I go and do X, Y, and Z thing, then that means people are going to hate me, or something like that. It's just not true. You got to ask yourself, is that a fact, or is it fiction? Is it something, a story that I made up? Because a lot of people are buying into the story that they made up, and, you know, I used to be one of them. So what can you do to actually add to your life? Well, a belief is just a thought. and a thought can be changed. So I want you to really understand that. A belief is just a thought that you just keep on thinking and that you've actually bought into. So there's many different ways that you can change a belief. And, you know, if you want to know more about that, then contact me. I'll be able to help you with that out very easily, right? The next thing, I mean, this is in no order, but this is, I mean, these are all very important, right? But the next thing, number four, is like your self-image. How you see yourself, and no, I'm not talking about what you see when you look in the mirror. I'm talking about when you close your eyes and you think about, oh, who is it that I am now? Who is it that I want to be? That is very important because your self-image will almost dictate who it is that you show up in the world as. So how do you add to your life? See yourself as you want. See yourself as a person that you want to become. See yourself as the person that you are growing into, not who you are, all right? Not who you are, because put it this way, right? If there was like a tree or a plant that had a flower, and you know, this is all hypothetically speaking, obviously, it's like, just imagine this for a second, right? You're a tree and you know that you have, or you know that you want to have big, beautiful flowers, but you look at yourself and it's like, well, I only just, you know, only just broke through the surface of the ground and I've got like this, you know, little twig for a body. Ah, it's never going to happen. Well, of course, it's never going to happen if that's the way that you look at it. What you want to do is see yourself as the tree with, you know, massive flowers and however it is you want. Obviously, that was a metaphor. You see yourself with the dreams that you want and you work towards them every single day. That's how it works. And then the very last thing is probably one of the most important that a lot of people can relate to is the victim mentality. Poor me, poor me. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? What's the opposite of victim mentality? Well, the opposite of that, and the thing that's going to add to your life, is taking responsibility. You got to take responsibility for every single thing. If you can do that, things will change very, very quickly. So there you go. I'm just going to go through the top five things that you need to let go of. And they are, number one, caring what other people think, trying to control everything, believing in disempowering beliefs, your self-image, and your victim mentality. What do you want to change that to? You want to change it to, your opinion is what counts. You can only control yourself and how you see things, how you feel things, and how you interpret things. And then number three is going to be a belief is just a thought. Belief's just a thought that you've bought into. And then number four is going to be see yourself as you want. See yourself as you want. And number five, most importantly, take responsibility. So do something now. Do something today with what you've learned in this very short amount of time and put it into practice. And watch it add to your life. Other than that, I'll see you and talk to you in the next podcast. Have a great day.